I'm harpist Anne Sullivan, and welcome to Ars Musica Conservatory, where we help good harpists become better musicians. This is Podcast 102, Learning Music from the Inside in Practice. What is learning music from the inside? It's all about the fundamentals, the most basic elements of all music. It's about the belief that your understanding of and commitment to these fundamentals can make learning and playing music easier and more enjoyable. And it's about my conviction that by practicing these fundamentals at the harp, every harpist at every stage of study can reap immediate and lasting rewards. So what are the fundamentals we're talking about? Well, one very basic and incomplete definition of music is organized sound. This definition ignores the element of the sublime that is truly music, but even the sublime needs to start somewhere. And we'll start with sounds, a pitch, the basic note, the fundamental ingredient in any music. What is there to know and learn about a note? A note, that black dot on the staff, has a specific pitch, a name, and for us harpists, a string. All three features are implicit in each note we play. And these notes are organized in music in two ways, by time, expressed as meters and rhythms, and by groups, seen as patterns, including patterns like scales, intervals, arpeggios, and chords. These things are the fundamentals of our musical language. I hear you saying, but I know those things. I learned them years ago. But how long has it been since you put conscious effort into increasing your skills in these basic areas? In beginning music study, we stress learning notes and clefs and rhythms. Young students have worksheets and notebooks to supplement their instrumental practice. We consider it vital to their music development to develop confidence and fluency with these fundamental elements. And college students study musical elements in more advanced ways. But why don't we purposefully reinforce and grow the skills of intermediate and advanced students between grade school and college? And what resources are there for the adult student or performer who wants to improve their understanding or keep their skills fresh? With the fundamentals, as with every other aspect of playing, your level of knowledge of the fundamentals should increase as you continue to study and play. Just as learning the notes on the staff helps a student through the beginning stages of music study, continuing study helps musicians read faster, learn music more quickly and accurately, and memorize faster and more confidently. For instance, at the beginner stage, practicing note reading may be centered on accuracy alone, or just knowing your notes. At more advanced levels, note reading practice focuses more on speed and fluency, shifting easily from clef to clef, and reading with understanding, not just knowing which notes are which, but also how they sound and how they work together in a melodic context. It's similar to the difference between beginning reading at the Dick and Jane storybook level and reading Shakespeare. The understanding, the comprehension that comes with years of reading experience and vocabulary study serves to enable us to enjoy more complex literature. And in music, those years of experience and study of the musical fundamentals make our playing easier because we have mastery of the very basic elements of our musical language. However, we often ignore the best way to learn those basic elements to keep our skills fresh. Either we figure that whatever we need, we can just pick up automatically through a lot of playing and practicing, or we decide that we need some serious refresher work and we take an oral skills or music theory course. Over the many years I spent teaching courses like that at the Curtis Institute, I came to the conclusion that there was a better approach, one that was practical and thorough. An approach that focused a student's attention clearly on the subject at hand, but didn't take him or her away from the harp. This approach evolved into the harp-on practice lessons that accompany each of these podcasts. It's very simple. By using a few easy techniques that can be practiced at the harp, you can improve your music reading and hearing and gain all the benefits that come with that. Benefits like learning music faster and more accurately, sight reading better, memorizing more securely, playing by ear, and even improvisational skills can be improved with these simple techniques. And what are these techniques? The three most basic techniques are called sing-along, sing-back, and sight-sing. For each technique, you will be singing the pitch of the note and using the note's name. The simplest names to use are the letter names, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And you don't have to say any sharps or flats. You can call an F-sharp an F. Just be sure to sing the correct pitch. Although the techniques are fairly self-explanatory, you can find a full description of them on the Ars Musica website, arsmusica.us, and in the downloadable Harp-On Practice Guide for this session. In the Harp-On Practice Guide that accompanies this podcast, you will be using the three techniques to improve your note reading, to refresh your sense of meter, and to develop your ear by singing melodic fragments. The practice guide contains three distinct lessons using the three techniques to work on the music fundamentals. Each lesson has goals, practice aims, practice tips, and bonus ideas designed to help you get the most benefit. And with three lessons, you'll have 3 to 4 weeks of guided and concentrated study. But you can use the techniques on your own with whatever music you happen to be learning or playing. You will notice instantly that you are more aware of what you are playing and that your practice becomes much more detailed and focused. You will certainly see improvement happen more quickly when you start practicing using these techniques to help you learn difficult passages or memorize pieces. Perhaps the most dramatic change you will see is that you are paying much more attention to everything you do at the harp. Your awareness level will increase, and that will not only bring greater understanding of what you're doing, but your practice will become more efficient and more effective. And who wouldn't want that? Try these techniques on your own or download the Harp-On Practice Guide for this and for other podcasts and start learning music from the inside today. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Ars Musica Conservatory. Be sure to check out our other free podcasts for more helpful information on the harp and learning music from the inside. And on our website, arsmusica.us, we have many other fun learning tools for harp students and teachers. I'm Anne Sullivan, and I look forward to working with you again here at Ars Musica Conservatory.